Hare Krishna. Take the mind's promises with a bucket full of salt. Take somebody's words with a pinch of salt. That is a saying which is used to treat something with skepticism, with suspicion, with doubt, with reservation. If somebody is speaking very sweetly, at that time we can understand that that person may have some ulterior motives, and we should not be just be carried away by that sweet words. The words coming from that person may be sweet, but we can add a pinch of salt within that, so that it doesn't taste so palatable that we get carried away by it. So that's putting a pinch of salt in somebody's promises, somebody's sweet words, so that we don't get carried away. So actually, this is a thing, pinch of salt. Put a pinch of, take with a pinch of salt. Now, the mind makes a lot of promises to us. Come on, do this, you will enjoy. Why don't you do that? There is so much enjoyment there. Come on, do that. You will be happy. So the mind makes so many promises to us. And we have to treat it with not just a pinch of salt, but with a bucket full of salt. Why? Because the mind's promises are unrealistic. Normally, if somebody comes to us and tells us that, you know, please give me 1,000 rupees and I'll give you a new Mercedes car. What, 1,000 rupees and a Mercedes car? At one level, we may be allured by it. But at another level, we'll be suspicious. This doesn't make sense. I want to find out. I won't just give the money like that. So this sort of skepticism, when somebody promises something huge for some very little effort, that time, when somebody makes unrealistic promises or quick promises, at that time, being skeptical is a natural and desirable response in a society, when we are living in a society which is out to get our money. When the society is highly commercialized and people are out to get our money, this is a good response. So, just as we can have outer salespeople who are deluding us, similarly, our mind is deluding us internally. The mind promises us pleasures. And because the mind has been doing this so many times, the mind is so expert at sweetly presenting its own ideas that it carries us away. And that's why when dealing with the mind, we need to take it with mind's words, the mind's ideas, the mind's promises, not just with a pinch of salt, but with a bucket full of salt. Now put a lot of salt into it, because the mind puts so much sweet into its insubstantial, often worthless ideas that we get carried away. And that's why, to avoid getting carried away, we have to have a healthy amount of skepticism. So otherwise, when the mind promises something and we act on it, often we act very uncritically when the mind promises something, because we identify with the mind. Normally, if somebody from outside comes and tells us, come on, do this, why don't you do this, we say, no, I'll think first and I'll do it. But because the mind is inside us, when we think, when the mind tells us to do something, suggests to do something, we immediately think it's my idea. And when we take up the ownership of the idea, then we are ready to do anything and everything to do it. And sometimes we sacrifice our dignity, our morality, our integrity, our spirituality, our sanity for doing that activity. Only later, when the consequences come out, then we realize the stupidity or even the absurdity of that activity. Then we realize, why did I do that? So that we understand that we did it because of the influence of the mind. So the Bhagavad Gita explains in the 6th chapter that the mind is our enemy. In the verses 6.5 and 6.6, both verses Krishna talks about this. 6.5, first he says that we should elevate ourselves with the mind, not degrade ourselves, because the mind can be the friend as well as the enemy. And sixth verse, he says that as long as the mind is not controlled, it is our enemy. So, Banduratmaatmanastasya yenaatmaiva atmana jita anatmanastu shatrutve vartetaatmaiva shatruvat. So, anatmanastu, as long as the mind is not controlled, it is our enemy. And most of the times, our mind is not controlled. So, it is safe to assume that our mind is like an enemy for us. So, when the mind is an enemy, then we have to be skeptical in dealing with it. We have to be critical. And gradually, by feeding the mind these doses of skepticism, taking its word with a pinch of salt, we'll be able to evaluate them objectively. And whenever the mind goes off in materialistic directions, we'll be able to check the mind and we'll not let ourselves carried away. And gradually, along with that, if we practice devotional service, so taking the mind's idea with a pinch of salt means not just giving into the ideas. Taking with a bucket full of salt means strongly rejecting those ideas, especially if those ideas are for materialistic activities or anti-devotional activities, or if those ideas are about objecting or resenting devotional activities, we put them aside and we keep moving forward towards Krishna by doing devotional activities. And as we keep doing devotional activities according to our nature, gradually we will develop, we'll find certain activities in which we get deep taste, strong taste. And then once we start getting that taste, the mind will start realizing, actually this gives me more happiness than many of the other activities that I thought would make me happy. And once that happens, once we start getting higher happiness, once the mind gets a taste, then the mind stops acting as our enemy. When the mind transfers its affection from matter to Krishna, then we can put aside our salt bucket and befriend our mind. Then bandhura atma atmanastasya. Then the mind will become the friend. So, till that point, we have to take the mind's promises, the bucket full of salt. Thank you. Hare Krishna.